Is that all right with everybody? 1,500 square feet? That's pretty good sized.
Oh, good. You could actually have a 2,000 square foot structure, and you're saying 1,500 of living space?
Yep. For your accessory dwelling unit. Porches and garages wouldn't be considered. And then the accessory apartment, I don't know how we would regulate that because we don't require permits, so I'm proposing to delete the accessory apartment approval process. Somebody that's going to remodel their home and put a place in there for their mother-in-law, they're not even going to come to us for a permit. I don't. And then your traffic visibility corner lot, for any corner lot in our district, we're going to regulate the fence. We already regulate the structure. In plantings, I don't know that I can regulate how they're going to plant. Now, if they get where they're in the vision of road and bridge, I'm sure Devin Screw is going to go out and take care of it. So I'm proposing to delete that. So let's look at Article 7. So seeing my word down here, my plus minus, that's what I was looking for, it was down here. So your yellow is a change or to add it. So I'm looking in the mobile home. Right now, we don't regulate mobile homes, except do we want to regulate mobile homes in RV district? So I'm proposing to change these C's to P's because we don't have anything that says you can't put a mobile home in an R2 right next to a house, which that C, they'd have to come to you to get approval to put a manufactured home in an R2 zone district. And then we'd add a C where they would have to come to you to put a permanent mobile home, just like they did tonight in an R1, RB1.
So with that, it would depend on if the neighborhood had rules and regulations?
That would regulate the type of home. We don't regulate types of homes.
So the subdivision zoning would affect that?
It could. I mean, it does now. It does in R1, R1, R2. Your subdivision CCRs would regulate if a mobile home. And we have people call. I've had people call on Emerald Point lots. Can I put a mobile home in there? I'm like, well, you get a permit from us, but I doubt if they're going to let you put a mobile home in. You better call out there. Nobody's ever come in to get a mobile home permit in Emerald Point. So we try to at least give them some educated direction to go.
I submit that we should keep our nose out as much as we can.
Which this would. This would just let you do it.
Yeah. No, that looks
good. So down here, religious assembly. Again, I don't know, in A1, that's probably where we want a big one to land. These are supposed to be big churches. Over in R3, do we want to add a C or a P? And then in R3, do we want to allow a P? And then our manufacturing districts for the large churches. And you can think about these and you have them, so make notes, and then when we come through in May, we can make changes. Residential treatment facilities, I'm proposing we eliminate that from our residential districts. Maybe conditional use in RR1 or A1, but in R1, and that's pretty much the definition, pretty much is a residential treatment facility where you have in-house residents that live within a structure, which kind of fits the R3 they'd come through to get approval. It's like the Simmering House on Bee Creek. And then we've added a line, it is auction house. We didn't have such a thing. You know, conditional use in A1, conditional use in O. You could have an area where maybe an auction would work in a strip area. And then a P in C1, C2, M1. And then campground recreational vehicle part, potentially adding a C for a C2 zoning district. And then also in those charts, we have subject to article, which your 16 is your RV campground article. We don't have anything in there that says that these conditional uses or even the P is subject to that article. So we would propose adding that. Landscaping, lawn care, delete availability to have a facility. And it talks in the definition where you can have so many trucks outside and an R3. Again, I don't think we should have a R1, R2, R3 have the availability for landscaping, lawn care facility. And then pawn shop, add a C as in A1. And then add is a C and O. Now your retail sales and service, we used to have convenience in general, and we researched definitions of those real hard. Couldn't really find any, so I'm proposing eliminating the general and the convenience and just making it retail sales and services. So right out here, make it conditional use for retail sales in O. But otherwise you have your C and your P. C2, C1, C2, and M1. Now, originally I thought maybe consideration of conditional use for retail sales and service in A1, but then as I drive around, I try to look different stores, different shops that might sell something. And I really haven't found any that we currently have that's in A1. So I'm starting to back double think that. I mean, you would have to approve it, but this starts looking like, well, we just approve anything in any zoning. So this one, I don't know about. It's always something we could visit later if we start getting applications. I don't even know it would land out in a, I just don't know. And then changing our shooting range, and I left the N off of there. They might be in a raid shooting, but anyway, adding these two, and it'd be conditional use in A1, except for your indoor range could be in C2 or M1. And then following this, there's going to be some definitions. And then we had soil extraction. You know how many soil extraction applications you've had? I'm proposing we eliminate that. I don't think that we have the ability to regulate soil extraction. So back to, and we can just go through these definitions real quick. So these would be new ones. We'd have a definition for auction house, definition for communication antenna amateur, and then my flood rate map, flood insurance study. These would just be what would go in the book that we could look back and find. Floodway, these are all this flood stuff comes into play with applications. Repair service, consumer, self-storage units, shooting range indoor, shooting range outdoor. Do we want, when we research this, a lot of them had a distance from an R district. They said they could not be within, a lot of them were 500 feet, but do we want to make sure they're not within 1,000 feet or what from any R district? So if you had an A1 parcel and you were coming through for a permit with you guys, they would have to be X amount of feet. Do you guys have a feeling of that distance?
500 feet.
500 feet's not very far.
No,
and I was shocked at the ones we looked at, that's what they said. And I'm like, really?
Those things are touchy.
Yep. So come back with a number that's higher.
Well, I think for sure 500 is not enough.
I think there's more to it.
The only reason I put in on is because that's what the other one said.
I think there's more to it.
Right, that's what I started to say, there's more to it than numbers.
Yeah, but they couldn't even apply with me if it was under the feet that that said. So if you say 2,000 feet and it says 1,200 feet, I said you can't even apply.
I mean, if a residential district is over the top of a hill, closer, then you'd probably be okay.
Yeah, I know, but.
I mean, I think you have to look at it individually.
I know, I built a rifle shooting range up here for shooters.
Or we can leave the distance off and you just hear them if they apply. This would only eliminate people from applying if they were within X amount of feet of it.
I think it makes sense to have some minimum distance just to.
Well, yeah. And then the wedding event facility, we didn't have definition, and retail sales and service, we didn't. So there was a bunch of definitions that I looked at that our current one I didn't like, the campground one. So again, you guys take these, we'll email them to you again and read through them if you haven't already. This black is what I'm proposing we put in and take out the red. So I don't know if any of these, if you guys have looked these over and have heartburn on any of them. Then our last one.
You're obviously not aware that I'm on a water bill, are you?
Nope, we're about done. Okay. We're just real close. So in our densities of all our A1, RR1, R1, R2, R3, it only had the minimum lot size. We didn't have anything that was a true density. How many structures can you put per acre or per square feet? So this column's all brand new. This verbiage has been changed a little bit. It says per table one of the Taney County subdivision regulations. So if you have a parcel in A1, you can only split it down to 2 acres. If you have a parcel in A1 and you only have septic, you can put one single family home per 2 acres. This verbiage would all be new, so then you could just look at it, because we get call after call after call. Can I put a second home on my parcel? How many square, how big is it? But right here, this explains it. So this just matches what we currently have, but it has never been in writing.
I can't believe we didn't have that one.
I know.
Honestly.
I know. Bob, and I used Bob's charts, but we just never had. Okay, so that one to me is pretty self-explanatory. And that's it.
Can I ask a question?
Yep.
So last month they were here on that auction house, is that right? It wasn't last month?
Oh.
2 months ago.
And he was asking for a commercial.
C1 or C2, can't remember.
And we turned it down.
For the rezone for the commercial, correct.
So then it went over to the commissioners, and then the property came back A1.
Yep.
So
with applicant's consent and county commission's consent, they can zone a parcel less than what you're asking for. They can zone down because of our hierarchy, and that's been told to them by the attorney. So if the applicant approves, I'll go down to that one, then they can zone it a lesser. And they did that and said, now you need to go apply for conditional use. They directed him.
Do you understand how that works?
Yeah. I know.
It seems kind of, to me, like they should have to come back. I mean, to me, it's kind of like, well, why do we need to talk about it?
Well, the applicant has to agree. The county commission can't just say, okay, we're going to make you this.
Well, I understand. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. It worked perfect for him. He could come back. Mm-hmm.
They had a couple of those where they zoned them down.
No, I understand it's happened.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I remember that correctly.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Oh, sorry.
Second?